how much risk is there of this becoming a military conflict?
Margaret, I don't think the United States will respond militarily here because we were not attacked directly. And I think that would be a predicate for the president to respond militarily. But I think the risk of conflict is growing, and I think it's growing dangerously. And I think the way it could play out is that one of our allies, the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia, would respond to this attack or another attack like it to deter the Iranians, and that would escalate into a broader conflict that could draw us in.
Today, Iran's top diplomat called the timing of this suspicious, trying to distance themselves from it. So why would they go through with an attack?
They are under a tremendous amount of pressure because of the sanctions that we've put on them. Their economy is suffering. Their response here is to try to get the rest of the world to put pressure on us to ease up. And they want to do that by raising oil prices and creating an atmosphere of a risk of war. I think it ultimately backfires on them, Margaret, and they end up more isolated.